Chapter 14. At that particular time, Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell sick. So Jeroboam said to his wife, "Rise up, please, and you must disguise yourself, that they may not know that you are the wife of Jeroboam, and you must go to Shiloh. Look, there is where Ahijah the prophet is. He is the one that spoke with reference to me as to becoming king over this people. And you must take in your hand 10 loaves of bread and sprinkle cakes and a flask of honey, and you must come in to him. He it is that will certainly tell you what is going to happen to the boy." And the wife of Jeroboam proceeded to do so. Consequently, she rose up and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. Now Ahijah himself was unable to see, for his eyes had set because of his age. And Jehovah himself had said to Ahijah, "Here is the wife of Jeroboam coming to apply for a word from you regarding her son, for he is sick. This way and that is how you should speak to her, and it will occur that as soon as she arrives, she will be making herself unrecognizable." And it came about that as soon as Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she was coming into the entrance, he began to say, "Come in, you wife of Jeroboam! Why is it that you are making yourself unrecognizable while I am being sent to you with a severe message? Go, say to Jeroboam, 'This is what Jehovah the God of Israel has said. For the reason that I raised you up out of the middle of your people, that I might constitute you a leader over my people Israel, and I went on to rip the kingdom away from the house of David and give it to you, and you have not become like my servant David, who kept my commandments and who walked after me with all his heart by doing only what was right in my eyes. But you began to act worse than all those who happened to be prior to you, and you went and made for yourself another god and molded images to offend me, and it is I whom you have cast behind your back. For that reason here I am bringing calamity upon the house of Jeroboam, and I shall certainly cut off from Jeroboam anyone urinating against a wall, a helpless and worthless one in Israel. And I shall indeed make a clean sweep behind the house of Jeroboam, just as one clears away the dung until it is disposed of. The one dying of Jeroboam's in the city the dogs will eat, and the one dying in the field the fowls of the heavens will eat, because Jehovah himself has spoken it. And you yourself, rise up, go to your house. When your feet come into the city, the child will certainly die. And all Israel will indeed bewail him and bury him, because this one alone of Jeroboam's will come into a burial place. For the reason that something good toward Jehovah the God of Israel has been found in him in the house of Jeroboam. And Jehovah will certainly raise up to himself a king over Israel, who will cut off the house of Jeroboam the said day. And what if right now? And Jehovah will indeed strike Israel down, just as the reed sways in the water, and he will certainly uproot Israel off this good ground that he gave to their forefathers, and he will indeed scatter them beyond the river, for the reason that they made their sacred poles, so offending Jehovah. And he will give Israel up on account of the sins of Jeroboam, with which he sinned and with which he caused Israel to sin." At that Jeroboam's wife rose up and went her way and came to Tirzah. As she was arriving at the threshold of the house, the boy himself died. So they buried him, and all Israel went wailing for him, according to Jehovah's word that he had spoken by means of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the affairs of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, there they are written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel. And the days that Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, after which he lay down with his forefathers, and Nadab his son began to reign in place of him. As for Rehoboam the son of Solomon, he had become king in Judah. 41 years old Rehoboam was when he began to reign, and 17 years he reigned in Jerusalem, the city that Jehovah had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonitess. And Judah went on doing what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, so that they incited him to jealousy more than all that their forefathers had done by their sins with which they sinned. and they too kept building for themselves high places, and sacred pillars, and sacred poles, upon every high hill, and under every luxuriant tree. And even the male temple prostitute proved to be in the land. They acted according to all the detestable things of the nations whom Jehovah had driven out from before the sons of Israel. And it came about in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak the king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem. And he got to take the treasures of the house of Jehovah, and the treasures of the house of the king, and everything he took. And he went on to take all the gold shields that Solomon had made. Consequently, King Rehoboam made in place of them copper shields, and he committed them to the control of the chiefs of the runners, the guards of the entrance of the king's house. And it would occur that as often as the king came to the house of Jehovah, the runners would carry them, and they returned them to the guard chamber of the runners. And the rest of the affairs of Rehoboam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the times of the kings of Judah? And warfare itself took place between Rehoboam and Jeroboam always. Finally, Rehoboam lay down with his forefathers, and was buried with his forefathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonitess. And Abijam, his son, began to reign in place of him.